Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach from anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. Right now, here's the Importance of Being podcast on KX93.5. Okay, this is, top of the morning to you. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show, and we'll be right back to get the show started after this.
I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Heard me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Thank you.
Alrighty, this is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman. We do this show live every Sunday morning from 9 to 10. And I am really happy to have return guest John Fay from Laguna Beach Seniors. And he's specifically here to talk about Lifelong Laguna. So when you came here last year, it was just getting started.
Correct.
And you guys were, why don't we talk about what it is first, and then we'll talk about how great it's doing.
Sure. Okay, absolutely.
All right. So what is Lifelong Laguna? What's the program about?
So Lifelong Laguna is a program to help seniors age in place. So we create a community support network of volunteers, professional service providers, other nonprofits here in town, and we individualize support for each person in the program. So if it's friendly visits, if it's getting them a different resource, if it's getting them connected to the Suzy Q, where we have all of our activities and clubs,
right?
Transportation through Sally's Fund.
Okay, so you're kind of like a focal point where all these, or a hub where all these services intersect, and then you can kind of, they can kind of go like smorgasbord. I want some of this, I want some of that.
Absolutely. You know, some people have said that we're somewhat considered the glue that holds everything together.
Aww.
And so we have these different touch points throughout the week and month in terms of if it's a volunteer checking in on the phone or doing a friendly visit.
Really?
When someone enrolls into the program, we identify exactly what it is that they need or what they want.
Okay.
And then we have different volunteers that we can identify and say, okay, you would be a good fit to get connected with this senior.
And so let's go back a little bit and talk about how you guys decided this was something that you wanted to do. And what was that process where... Was it something you were already involved in and you just brought here, or is it some kind of awakening or reckoning that this was a needed service?
So the clock goes back 5 years to 2014, and that's when I got involved.
Really?
So the organization was looking for a summer intern. I was in grad school at the time. And so as a graduate school student, you're looking for your fieldwork placement.
Okay. Oh, and what did you study?
Gerontology.
Oh, okay. So you're in the business.
In the field that I'm doing, I feel very fortunate. And so I was at Long Beach State, and I called down, and the executive director, Nadia Babai, said, well, yeah, come on down. I'd like to meet you.
Okay.
And so I came down and met, and they said, well, this is what we're looking at. We have all these, great programs and services here at the center, but we want to go outside of the walls and really have an impact in the community, in the homes.
Okay.
So they're,
And so instead of just like senior activities that go from 9 to 5 or 6, a broader interaction with the community.
Exactly. And so in Laguna Beach, there aren't any assisted living facilities, nursing homes. So if someone needs help, wow, or if they, there's a widow or a widower, or just someone who doesn't really have any family and they need some help, the only other option would be either if they can afford in-home care or they go to, a right, different facility somewhere else.
Yeah, skilled nursing or assisted somewhere on the other side of the hills.
Right. And, if they've lived here for 20, 30, 40 years, this is their home. This is their community.
Right.
So Laguna Beach Senior says, we want to be able to help promote that aging in place, that senior who's the fabric of the community. We want them to stay here because they mean so much to what we do in town.
Hmm. All right. And then you, so say I'm a senior.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting dangerously close to being true.
Well, we're all aging.
I understand with you, but me, we're talking about.
Yeah.
So I say I live in, you know, I have a home and I'm, you know, getting up there. What kinds of things should I be concerned about? Because I am getting up there. It's sad, but true.
Sure. So concerns, you know, we it's all on an individual basis, right?
Okay.
So topography here in Laguna Beach, you have a lot of homes with stairs.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think fall prevention is a big thing that we always talk about and have that discussion in terms of, are you thinking about fall prevention? Are you taking steps to, you know, be proactive about it?
Right.
You know, transportation.
I guess that's a huge issue that really impacts the follow-on quality of life.
Right. So sometimes it could just be a fall. Then there's a cascade of issues that come up that are then compounded with, okay, and I live alone, or, and, you right. know, I have a spouse right. who needs some help. And now how do we do this?
Yeah, I'm limping along trying to cook.
Right. So, you know, falls are a big thing.
Okay.
But I think being connected to the community and having your support network, having a plan, whether it's not, you know, a big detailed plan of, okay, this is what's going to happen at this age and this age, but just having an idea as to what's out there and feeling comfortable to make that call and have that outreach, I think is really important. So Lifelong Laguna gives everybody that one call or that touch point that is looking out for them.
Okay. And so you would come to, I would make an appointment or I'd come in and start talking, you do some kind of intake.
Right. And so every person who enrolls into the program, we call them our members.
Okay.
But, you know, consider like a participant, for example.
Yeah.
Every, you know, a lot of people will call me here, you know, at the office, but I'll do a home assessment.
Okay.
And we'll visit at the home and just have that talk and find out what's going on.
So you look at like slippery rugs and you know, bathroom setups and
entries,
yep, right,
lighting.
Right.
and so sometimes people are like, hey, I've done this. We're pretty good on the safety side.
Right.
But it's much more of that socialization and they want that support. So that way they're not isolated or lonely.
Well, yeah. Cause that's, I guess the thing, if you go to an assisted living, you're now disconnected from all your friends. You may be 10, 15 miles away. And so it's not as easy to stay connected.
Right.
And certainly you're probably not getting around as much as you used to.
Right. And so, you know, stepping back and looking at the big picture, it's really about changing the way we age and how we get older and, you know, different social networks that we tap into
yep.
to get that socialization and that connection. And, you know, a lot of times it's finding that purpose and, you know, what we want to do on a day-to-day basis. And I'm not just here at the house looking around and...
Or in some facility looking
right.
around and knowing no one and really having no... I guess, quality in your life because you're disconnected from everything, all
exactly.
the things that you enjoy, that you chose for your life.
Right, right. And so, you know, kind of coming back to the stories in terms of how this all started,
yep.
you know, we were looking at other communities to find out what they were doing to take care of their aging population. Laguna Beach Seniors, you know, took steps. I did some research, made a presentation, said, okay, here's what other communities are doing. This is what, you know, could happen here in Laguna Beach.
Okay.
So that was 2014. 2015, there was a needs assessment that went out to all the seniors in town.
Hmm.
In 2016, a steering committee met with key community leaders. And in 2017, I came on full time to take this idea and put it into action.
And run with it. Wow. So you made your own job.
Yeah.
Manufactured a job out of
passion and service.
Okay. And so how did you decide you wanted to be in gerontology?
So I always wanted to serve in some capacity.
Yeah.
I was very close to my grandfather and grandma growing
up. Oh, really?
Up.
Okay.
And so my grandpa was in the military. He was
yep.
a lifer, you know, DI in the Marine Corps.
Okay, yeah.
And so when I was of age, I was about to say, hey, I want to go into the military.
Yeah, last time you were here, you looked more the part.
I feel like I've become a little more rooted in Laguna now, right?
Yes, yeah, you definitely have softened it up.
And, you know, and so my grandfather at the time said, you know, John, it may not be the most popular time for you to go into the military. And so that's somebody who still went back to the West Coast, you know, DI Association every year, went to the Marine Corps birthday every year.
Wow.
Someone
okay.
who's very, you know, heavy pro support.
Yeah. And patriotic and all that.
Absolutely. And so I said, well, maybe there's another way for me to serve and be a part of something that's much greater than me.
Okay.
So went to Long Beach State and was looking at, okay, what fields of study do I want to be in? And then I learned about this gerontology field and that there's something that I can actually study. And I said, well, we're looking at our aging population here in California, United States.
Well, yeah. I mean, we have
across the globe.
A demographic bulge, right?
Right. Yeah, the baby boomers. So, you know, I looked at it in the sense of we are going to need people like me on the standpoint of organizing, creating the infrastructure, and wrapping our arms around how to care for this aging population.
Hmm.
So for me, it was much more of that passion to, okay, this is something that I can do and put my hands on and create and right. serve at the same time right. and have impact.
And yeah, impact, I guess that's the real, real big difference. Because if you can keep a person in their home embedded in their community, their quality of life is going to be a lot better.
Right.
And so it's 5 years into this, 5 years into the whole process of building the program, a year or so into actually delivering the service.
So in 2017, it was all community building, designing the back end.
Yep.
2018, we started the program. And so here we are 2 years full into the program. We have 33 volunteers and 81 members signed up with Lifelong Laguna.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. And my guest this morning is John Fay. He is with Laguna Beach Seniors and specifically the champion of the Lifelong Laguna program. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about what it's morphed into and how your guys are progressing.
Great.
This is KX93.5. We'll be right back.
between me and the world that I knew. What I thought would last is falling apart in the face of something new. How can I explain that I had no choice? The sound of the waves fills her ears and drowns out my voice. And I'm just too far away for her to believe what I say. She couldn't hear me. Anyway, how can I write a letter that goes to so slow? And if I'm to disappoint her, that's something she ought to know. I can just hear her voice fall as I wait here alone. How can so much harm be done by just 2 minutes spent on the phone? You say that things will get better, but she would hate me if I let her. And she reads so much every word that I say. And I thought that being a bum would just bring us some variety, but after some time it seems clear that she's changed in her a different way from me. I would like to shout at someone, but no one's to blame. It's just her, it's just me, and everything that it is just not the same. Sometimes I would turn back the clock, recapture all that we've lost. I couldn't give up today.
All right, this is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. We're having a grand old time here. Anyway, this is the Importance of Being show. My guest this morning is John Fay. He's from the Laguna Beach Seniors, and he's specifically running the Lifelong Laguna program where people can age in place. So when we left off, we talked a lot about the origin and how you got involved in this. And then when we left off, you started to, it's been running and there's some numbers.
Yeah, definitely.
there's some data.
Definitely some data to look at now, absolutely.
So how have people responded to it?
It's just responded so well. I mean, it really speaks to the community of Laguna Beach.
Okay.
So we started in year one with maybe, 10 people by, the middle of the year who had enrolled in the program.
Yep.
And we had this bulk of volunteers who were just waiting for, John.
That's customer. I'll take him.
And so we started to just have these really small success stories and experiences.
Oh, really?
And so from there, word of mouth, in Laguna Beach, I call it the power of 2 degrees. Everybody knows one person who knows, somebody
right,
else.
Right, right, right.
And so these stories then just started to, be shared. And then all of a sudden the growth curve just went vertical.
The hockey stick.
Yeah, and since then it's just been this, really just beautiful word of mouth, you know, growth. And I mean, yeah, like I said, we've had 94 people enroll total.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe, and I said there's 81 people who are currently in the program.
Yep.
So we've had some people who've moved away. They've passed on.
Okay, all right.
But it's just been a
great... But they've done it on their terms.
On their terms, yep.
And so, you know, you said there were some stories right off the bat. What? Give me an example.
Sure. So, you know, one woman was 96 at the time.
Okay.
And she has, you know, a daughter here in town, and she has an adult son who travels from Northern California down to Laguna. And our volunteer would just get together and go walking with her once a week. And this senior, she said, you know, I really like to walk. I walk all the time, but it's just getting to the point now where I'd like to just walk with somebody else.
Huh.
Just in case something happens, I know that someone else is there.
Right.
And it'd be great to just, you know, share that experience with somebody that I haven't met yet.
Yeah.
And so having that contact really just started to kind of have these small... you know, we'd tell that story and someone else would go, I would really like something like that. And so that was just like one example of, okay, this is what we can do to help somebody have that connection with somebody else.
And something so simple.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's not very resource intensive.
Right.
But I'm sure for the lady, it mattered a great deal.
Oh, sure. And in the relationship that blossomed out of that is just so special to see. Now, you know, a year and a half since that, you know, was that first connection was made, you know, they invite them to the birthday parties and different events and share just these really just
and
strong
so
part
at
of their
97 making new friends.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
Any other good stories?
Sure.
I'm sure you got a bunch of them. But.
Absolutely. So one story is about a gentleman who we went and did a home assessment safety wise.
Okay.
And we made a lot of recommendations you know, ultimately he said, okay, great. We'll see what we can do. He had an adult son who'd been involved and was able to have some contractors come out and, you know, get some bids provided,
and,
which
and help facilitate,
help
that.
Facilitate. And so we were able to furnish these contractors to, give these bids. So they went ahead and did a full remodel of the home. But during that time, this gentleman had a fall.
Oh, okay.
And so then there were these other, you know, complications that started to, you know, sprout up.
Yeah.
So he had the home modification assessment, had the home remodeled, had a fall. So then you're looking at the health-wise, okay, there's some mobility issues.
Yep. Now, how old is this gentleman at this time?
Well, I would have to, you know, verify, but he's probably in his 70s or 80s.
Okay, yeah.
So our average age is 82.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Yep. And so we have a volunteer who brings him groceries and brings him his mail.
Wow.
And as he's been doing his rehabilitation, his physical therapist said, we need you to start walking outside of your home environment.
Right.
And so now we have a volunteer that's walking with him down to Main Beach and getting him outside of his living space.
Yeah,
so that
way
he feels that confidence knowing.
Yeah, because you can get shut in.
Exactly. And sure, you can walk around your home and walk around the garage, but you want to get
your
out.
Steps.
Yeah, you want to get out. And so we're helping that happen.
And stay vibrant, stay, you know, vital.
Exactly.
In your community. Wow. And so expense-wise, how does this compare? I know you guys don't charge for your service,
right?
But ongoing or cost of ownership, if you will, how does this compare to like assisted living? Because I think that's pretty expensive, right?
Quite expensive. I mean, it could average, you know, $8,000 a month.
Right. So this is nothing like that.
Right. And, you know, if we can prevent, you know, or at least delay or
right.
change the course of what's happening to prevent something like that, it's right. tremendous.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, every year that you can stay in your home, that's a year that you're not spending $8,000 or $10,000 a month on an assisted living place and being really uprooted.
Right.
From your surroundings.
And I think that's the bigger part of the conversation is staying connected to the community. I mean, you have a lot of, like I mentioned earlier, you have a lot of people who've lived here for 20, 30, 40 years, and this is everything that they know and what they've always wanted to, you know, where they wanted to be.
Yeah, they chose very specifically.
Exactly. And so having that volunteer or volunteers, multiple volunteers, and from a professional standpoint, you know, with myself and getting the right resources in place, it changes the whole aspect of, it is a lot easier to do this on my own. I can stay here. I don't have to worry about moving just yet. Maybe I can, you know, try this whole idea of having some support and let's see where it goes.
Wow. And so as a person who's running a service or in the business of service delivery, what's your day like? What goes on?
Sure. No, that's a great question. It's every day is different.
Some days it's cupcakes. Some days it's
in a way of creating community partnerships. I think, you know, developing the program, opening up new channels of what we're doing is really important. For example, the Assistance League, one partnership that we've made.
Wow. They're a good bunch.
Absolutely. And so they have funded this whole idea of, furnishing Alexa, the Echo devices.
Yeah.
And so we have a website that we use to manage our volunteer services. So the Echo device will be able to communicate with our website. What we're going to do is have that in the homes of our members, and our members can check in and say, Alexa, tell Lifelong Laguna I'm doing okay. Wow. And we're going to be able to have that type of data check-in on my end to see, okay, we're piloting with 5 people on any given day, and all 5 have checked in. All 5 want to call back, or all, you know.
Yeah, or need I need X, Y, or Z.
Exactly.
And it's almost like having a real person Friday, if you will.
Right.
That's can integrate it into this program.
And so we'll have volunteers monitoring our website, and, you know, including myself, to see, okay, what is it that's going on? And so that's just one aspect of what I do on a given day, right? And then, you know, maybe somebody is calling to say, I would like maybe another volunteer visit, or I get a call in to say, I've heard about your program. Can you come out and, you know, make a home visit and do the assessment?
Yeah.
And so it might be that. You know, I'm a care manager as well. So, you know, sometimes I have to fill in and do a care management role where it's all about getting people linked to the right resources.
Okay.
And navigating that maybe daily stress that they're, you know, experiencing.
And so on the other side of, again, the service delivery side, so when you have volunteers, how do they get connected and how are they responding to this?
Sure. No, absolutely. So I do the matching and pairing of volunteers to members. So that's a big part of, you know,
the matchmaker,
right? And so they, you know, what we do when we have our volunteers go through the training, I find out who they are. You know, I ask them, what are your likes? What are your dislikes? I ask people to come to an orientation and then through a training. And then we have monthly roundups. I have a lot of phone calls and touch points with our volunteers. So I get to know who is a part of the program and what their interests are. So when someone comes into the program as a member or participant, I have an idea. Oh, volunteer X would be great with this person.
Right,
and I make that phone call or an email and say, you know, what's your availability? Is this something you're able to do? Do you have time to bring on another member? Because some of our volunteers have 2 to 3 seniors that they're helping out.
Maxed out, right?
And so, you know, that's it's constant volunteer recruitment. And so it's running its own operation on a daily basis.
You're right. That's what I was thinking. There's a lot of balls in the air.
And so we have volunteers who come in and provide admin support. You know, if it's data entry or making phone calls and having touch points with our seniors, say on Fridays or Tuesdays, I'll get a lot of seniors who come up to me and say, like, you know, during the week at the Suzy Q, John, I received a call from, you know, your volunteer. And that was just so nice to hear somebody on the other side who wasn't a robocaller and was really taking interest in how I'm doing.
IVR calls you up and it's like, how are you doing today? Press 1.
So I think that's also really important because it's that humanistic touch point that people receive and feel and know that it's a safe outreach by Lifelong Laguna.
Right. Wow. This is KX93.5. You're listening to the Importance of Being show. And today my guest is John Fay, and he is with Lifelong Laguna and Laguna Beach Seniors. And so we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the program. This is KX93.5.
Do you go? Elemental. coming home. I'm gone. I'm
All right. This is KX93.5. You're listening to The Importance of Being Show. I'm your host, Ernest Hackman, and today my guest is John Fay, and he runs the Lifelong Laguna program for Laguna Beach seniors. So we've talked about the origin. We've talked about kind of your day and some of the stories of success or customer satisfaction, if you will. Where does it go from here? What are you guys going to do? Just keep it rolling?
We're going to keep it rolling, find new ways to help people.
Okay.
And so our organization, our leadership has decided to expand our efforts. And so from just a program the first 2 years, we're going to create a department of Lifelong Laguna and Aging in Place Services.
Really?
And so with that, we want to be able to serve more people and have a larger grasp of what we're doing.
And what age do you start or should people start thinking about this program?
Well, I wouldn't call it, put a specific age or a number on it.
Okay.
I think it's once someone starts to feel like maybe there's something else that could really help.
Mm. Yeah, whether it's in the house,
or
even just being connected.
Right. And that might come at 68. That might come at 85. It might come at 94. It really just, it's important to get ahead of that curve.
Right, to start before you absolutely need it.
Right, because the big thing for us is to prevent that isolation, to start to turn in and be lonely.
Yeah.
And so once...
You can get shut in.
Exactly. And then you never know. 2-3 years pass by and you haven't really done a whole lot. And right. So we're really stressing the conversation to just get connected now and be a part of it. And when you're ready, you're ready. And, when the time's right, the time's right.
Yeah, I guess you could get connected now as a volunteer and help. And then when your time comes, just ease into a transition.
That's right.
And again, I guess that the big thing that's so vital and so important is the staying connected and being able to stay connected. I know with my dad, we eventually put him in a home setting,
yep,
home care type of thing, but he had lived independently, and I'm sure that after a while he got tired of heating up a can of stew.
Sure, absolutely.
It's much nicer when the plate comes to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think I mentioned earlier, it's the whole idea of getting older and being able to stay connected to the community. Lifelong Laguna is something that can really help support that and facilitate that.
So when you create now it's a program. You're looking forward to making it a department. What do you think you'll add by doing that?
So we'll want to be able to add staff in time. I mean, being a nonprofit, we fundraise, and the community is a very an important part of that. I mean, Laguna Beach
development.
Laguna Beach is such a special community. The support that we receive from our donors is just it's a beautiful thing to see.
Right.
And so we would like to be able to find more ways to, incrementally grow what we're doing.
Okay.
And be able to serve more people, have more volunteers and more seniors that are being helped on a daily basis.
Are there any areas that you aren't operating in now that you would like to see added on, or is it just growing your footprint so that you can help more people?
I think we're still at the stage where we're growing the footprint and helping more people.
Okay.
Obviously needs will present themselves, and we're looking at that on a daily basis. It's okay, what is it that we're not able to do right now, but we're, trying to walk towards? Thankfully we have strong partners, for example, in Sally's Fund. Sally's Fund is a transportation company.
Right.
Yeah. Nonprofit here in town. And so, we rely heavily on Sally's Fund as a partner to be able to provide the transportation to medical appointments, bridging if somebody does go into a skilled nursing facility or something of that nature, that Sally's Fund can help with the transportation piece. AgeWell, it does the Meals on Wheels, and so they provide in-home meals. For us, it's maybe about creating more partners and strengthening the ties in the community. Right. So there's that systematic approach when someone does have a need, all of the partners know, okay, this is the route we're going to take.
And it's a resource that's just readily available, and there's not like a waiting list or anything like that.
Right, right. Yeah, I think that's the important thing for me is I do not want it to become a waiting list type of a program. I want this to stay open and fluid, and that's what we're doing.
I need help now, and they'll be here this afternoon.
Right, right. The goal is to be able to make that call and arrange the support.
So you kind of created your own job, created, you know, fresh out of grad school. What is it like for you to live this life that, you know, really you've like a picture you've painted to yourself?
It's special. To come to Laguna Beach and work with the people here, this community, it's so beautiful. I pinch myself, you know, when days are, you know, maybe the commute into town can be tough. I sit here, I go, but what I'm doing is great. And
right.
And when I share that with others, you know, I'm connected with the alumni network at Long Beach State. The other people are going through the gerontology program.
Okay.
And I'll, you know, tell them what I'm doing and they just go, wow. And I go, yeah. So, I feel like I'm on the forefront of what this field of aging, the industry
sure.
professionals
yes,
are doing.
Yes.
And so to get this kind of experience and have the impact that, you know, we're seeing change in
the
community.
Well, I think that's the big deal, is having impact right off the bat, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, because you could get a job in a skilled nursing facility and you probably don't see the needle move a lot.
Right. And so what we're looking at, I mean, here in the whole city, I mean, because the services that we provide are for the whole city of Laguna Beach.
Okay.
And so to see that we're casting a net for the whole city is really special. And to see the big picture as to what that can grow into is.
And so demographics wise, have you guys looked at the city and looked at, you know, potential customers and measured how you're doing in terms of the whole population?
So there's roughly 24,000 people in town. Mm-hmm. About a third of that are individuals 65 plus.
Okay.
It's tough to put a number on those that are maybe 80, 85, 90 plus.
Right.
That age group and isolated, or that age group and have some type of mobility challenges.
Right.
So we're still looking at, okay, there's roughly, you know, 8,000 people in town
that are
of that age group
in the window.
Yeah, that are in the window, and maybe all it takes is one accident to happen and then they really need some help.
Yeah, everything goes upended, if you will.
Sure. And so we're really, you know, casting out and again coming back to our community partners, the churches, the various nonprofits that have, you know, seniors coming to them on a daily basis, making sure we all know what the process is. So if someone does need help, they can, you know, funnel through Lifelong Laguna. I mean, the fire department, the police department, we all work together knowing, okay, this could be a really good resource for us.
Hmm. And so when you drive home, is it the satisfaction of a job well done?
It is. And there's always more to do. And, you know, my wife will say, how was your day? Day was great. and we're both fortunate. I mean, she works with students, you know, in college and works, manages a mentoring program.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So in a way she's expanding and growing something, you know, on a campus.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm doing something in a community, and we both get to share these stories of, you know, our day.
Right.
And it's a day of satisfaction. It's not just a job. It's not just a paycheck. It's something that we, you know, both have a passion for what we're doing. And that's the, I think, where the special really takes
right.
place.
Right. I guess you never actually work a day in your life.
No. They say, you know, if you're doing something you love, you're never working.
Right. Yeah. Right. Wow. So we're almost out of time. What, first, how do people get in contact with you? And what can, if they're not necessarily customers, how can they plug in?
Sure. So if you want to become a volunteer, or if you know, or if you're a senior yourself, or you have a neighbor who maybe might, you know, benefit from some support, you can call me. That's just 949-715-8107.
One more time.
949-715-8107.
Okay.
You can walk into the Suzy Q or just call the Suzy Q front desk.
Okay.
They'll batch you through to me. You know, I'm on the email. Our website has some entry forms. So if you go to the suzyq.org, that's just spelled out thesusiq.org. Just look for Lifelong Laguna as one of the headings. And there's some entry forms that you can, you know, contact me that way. A lot of different accessible touch points.
Well, wow. John, I really appreciate what you're doing. I think it's awesome. To the Lifelong Laguna program that allows people to age in place and stay connected to their community and access resources as needed.
Right.
keep up the good work, and please come back and share with us your progress as you go along.
Thank you, Ernest.
All right. This is KX93.5. You've been listening to the Importance of Being show, and coming up next is the Coast Highway Shuffle, and that's it. I'll see you guys next week. This is KX93.5.